This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
This is DCR.
Shock and awe in college basketball. UMBC makes history in Charlotte.
Chris. He's involved you.
What is it about this beef that you got with Rothenberg where you got to drag me into it every single day? Yesterday it was 2010 DeSean Jackson punt return.
DeSean Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Today you want to go with Virginia and our meltdown. That's what we have to do. A team that has to iron on the numbers and the names of their players we ended up losing to. I got people. And Rick DiPietro knows I got people. So I'm getting involved, damn it.
This is DCR.
Then Bubich comes in and they shuts them down. That's a good name.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah! What?
You know, the show is funny. If nothing else, I'll tell you that. It makes me smile and makes me laugh. 800-919-3776. DCR with you on 98.7 ESPN. Despite how ornery and how much of a bad guy one of the three members of the show happens to be, at least I find it to be an entertaining show.
Really bad guy, Dave. Really, really bad guy. Not sure why he wants to take shots at his teammates and bring everybody down, but that's okay, though. Here's what I would say. We'll take the gloves off.
Yeah, no, I understand, and I look forward to that. But here's what I would say. I think that he's so upset and concerned and on edge with the Islanders that they have a game tonight and he knows this could end their season, that he's not acting like himself. I think that he everything he has coming to him, Chris, is deserved, but I think that's probably the rationale behind it, is he's not capable of thinking straight right now because of everything going on with his Islanders.
And that's probably fair, Dave. That's probably exactly what it is. Here's the bind that it puts me in, though. Like, I want to wish nothing but bad things for his Isles tonight, but I can't do that because we got a lot of fans of the show, a lot of listeners that are Islanders fans, and I don't want to have them catch strays when I'm trying to get back at Rick DiPietro. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do when it comes to who I'm supposed to be rooting for tonight in that semifinal game. I have no idea.
There's a storm coming, Chris. And there's thunder, and there's lightning. Kevin and Somers. Good morning, Kevin. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. First time calling the show. I love listening to you guys. And I just got a call to defend my guy, DiPietro. You guys, Dave, first off, as a Ranger fan,
yeah.
I don't know if you can talk about the Islanders because you guys have won championship in the last 81 years. And you guys have been a high seed in the playoffs for how many times?
No. You don't call and start hammering the Rangers. The Rangers aren't even relevant when it comes to this conversation.
Exactly.
And that's the issue. Exactly. That's the point. So you keep going at DiPietro. You guys are irrelevant for years.
Kevin,
what does that have to do with me? How can you defend Rick taking shots at me?
Chris, I joined the show late, so I'm not exactly sure what he said to you, but I got to apologize, and I can't defend him on that. But
I can't
listen to the Ranger fans coming at Rick and everything, trying to act like they're Rangers, especially during the last 15 years, didn't underachieve all the time with the King, Lundqvist.
Well, so, you know, honestly, Rick, what a horrendous call. I'm glad, and goodbye. I'm glad you never called before, and I'd say never call again. Because the Rangers did not underachieve. Even Rick will admit that with the team around Henrik Lundqvist, they were not underachieving. He carried them to where they got to. So what a stupid call that was.
A terrific call.
Oh, what a dumb, embarrassed for him. And for you. These are your people.
Well, yeah, but it's because he's a diehard fan. That's a diehard Islander fan. He's not some Fugazi. You know, when it's convenient, Ranger.
He didn't even realize they were in the playoffs until last week.
You don't want to be a lawyer when you're on trial, though, Rico.
No.
Not with that defense.
So we draw a line. I'll call Dave Sugar Daddy, Andy. Oh, you need a podcast? Here you go. Here's a couple bucks, Dave. Do a little Stump Rothenberg. Couple bucks, Dave. You want a hockey show? Boom.
I can't help that people have taken to me. I can't help that. And I'm not going to apologize for that.
I hope Rick Pitino shows up at your door today. That's what
Good.
I hope.
I hope he does as well. He's not far. He's in Westchester in Iona.
He's probably in your backyard right now.
He just might be. Maybe he'll walk the dogs. If I see Rick Pitino running around my house, I'd say, Rick, grab a dog and take it around. Here's a bag. Here's a dog. Go. 10 minutes later, he'd be looking like he's 107 years old. I don't want any part of this. I'm not lurking around your house anymore.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. Oh, what a mistake that was for you. Oh, you have to be regretting the dogs right now.
Oh, tremendously.
Would it have made it, like, if it was one, would it be different? Or you just
think
in general?
I think one would be manageable. They fight, they bite each other. Walked by a tree yesterday. One of them leapt up like it was Carl Lewis and tried to bite a branch off. It's terrible. All right, now let's get back to the Mets. 800-919-3776. That's not a much happier topic. By the way, at some point this hour, Chris, you're going to tell me give away the cash, and we're going to give away the cash. Okay.
All right, that sounds good.
Whenever you're ready,
but not right now, though, Dave.
Which is totally up to you. Here is Luis Rojas on what happened with Marcus Stroman during the game last night.
It's just left hip soreness. That's what he told us on the mound. He in one of the pitches, he landed and he felt that he hyperextended a little bit, so he started getting sore. So warm-up pitches, McCann came in and gave him feedback that he wasn't really following through. He wanted to stay, but I think it was wise to come out. Just, you know, be cautious. You can hurt something else just by not being as deliberate with your delivery, using your hips, right? So it's the right thing coming out. So, you know, we'll reassess tomorrow, see how he is.
It was clearly the right thing to come out of the game, and I don't know how long he's going to miss, but guys, I mean, how do they keep their heads above water, right? I mean, you're running out of arms at this point. DeGrom is not right. Stroman is not going to probably pitch, you'd think, for a little bit of time. Walker is not 100%, and you know, they had to visit him last time he was on the mound. He didn't look great. What are you going to do now if you're the Mets?
I don't know, Dave. That's a great question. I think right now, based on the shape that your pitching staff is in, your offense is going to have to be what carries you until everybody gets back healthy. Like, that's who's going to be front and center in terms of trying to figure out ways to be able to win, because the offense has not been good the entire year. The pitching staff and being top five with staff ERA, like that's what's been buoying this team, and that's why you're at the top of the standings in the NL East. But we realize with some of the guys that you have out, I mean, you're talking about DeGrom dealing with something, him not necessarily being 100%. Then you got Taijuan Walker that's nicked up. Now Marcus Stroman. Lucchese just is going to be lost for the season with the torn UCL. Like, there are so many guys in your starting rotation that you're going to be missing, not to mention the guys in the bullpen that are dealing with injuries. There's no way that your pitching is not going to take a bit of a hit. So if that's going to be the case, then you're going to have to start finding ways to be able to outscore people. You're going to have to manufacture some offense. So that's why you got to look at your lineup. That's where the pressure moving forward for this team is going to have to be if they're going to find ways to be able to win games, because it's not going to be because of your pitching.
I think the answer to your question, Dave, is they're not. I mean, it's.
You think they're going to fall apart now?
Well, I'm not saying that they're going to fall apart, but I mean, the only reason they're where they are right now, they are right now, is because of those three guys in the rotation, and your bullpen's been really good. Like, the offense has not been what you expected it to be.
But understandably so.
No, listen, understandably so, and give the bench guys credit. I mean, VR, Pilar, I mean, McKitty, you name these guys have stepped up, but at a certain point, like, there's a reason why they're bench players. Right, they're not everyday players. Like, for short spurts, they can be good. They can be really good. But now you need to, like, Conforto's got to come back. When McNeil's back and he's going to have to start hitting, like Alonso, like, you name it, because Chris is right. Like, the hitting is now going to have to pick up the slack, which it hasn't done. I mean, in the last eight games, they've scored 9 runs, been shut out 4 times. And it's no coincidence you're 2-6 in those games. Like, that has to change. Because if you lose Stroman for an extended period of time, it feels like, you guys probably feel the same way. Watching the ground pitch, it's amazing, but there's always a, you know, a knot in my stomach that something's going to happen.
Terrified.
And you got no Lucchese, who's been really good over the last, you know, month or so. And your bullpen's getting decimated. And it goes hand in hand. If all of us, I mean, you got McGill on the mound today. I mean, this is his first start, so who knows how many innings you're going to get from him. And now, you know, our bullpen doesn't have all the arms that we need. So, that's a tough place to be in. You got two guys. If Stroman misses time, you have two guys you can rely on right now. That's it. in the rotation.
That's a bad place to be.
That's a terrible place to be. And one of them, like you mentioned, and he's the greatest we've seen, but every time he makes a pitch, your heart is in your throat.
That at bat, I'm telling you, Chris brought it up, and he's 100% right. That at bat the other night with the pitcher, where he had him 0-2, and he started throwing.
And he lost him?
Yeah, but it wasn't none of that he lost them. It was just they weren't good sliders.
No.
And he was like, you know, pulling his shoulders back and kind of shaking out his arm.
And he threw it four times.
Yeah, and I mean, he was like, oh, I was just working on my slider. Which, I mean, he's that good, we can do stuff like that. It's just, I mean, everyone's on edge because it just seems like every single game. But every single game, we're dropping like flies at the moment.
But you took him out after 70 pitches. Even that.
He took himself out of 70 pitches.
But why?
Because he's being careful.
Well, being careful would be not starting. You're rolling along after 70 pitches.
Yeah, but I don't disagree with you. But, I mean, if he's going to give you 70 dominant pitches, I mean, that's – and he's not risking further injury. I mean, at the moment, we'll take it, but – I mean, can that be something that we continue for the rest of the season? No, that can't
no.
be the, no, you can't just have him for five innings every game. That can't happen.
It's got to be better than that. Zach at the Grand Union. Zach, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hello?
Hello, Zach.
Hey, what's going on? Grand Central. I'm on the Grand Central.
Oh, my screen just says Grand, and I went with the Grand Union, so I apologize for that.
All good. I'm probably one of the dozen or so people that actually owns a number 39 jersey, but
I feel like that was a solid shot at me.
I don't think that was very nice. Are you taking a shot at Rick, or are you actually defending Rick here?
No, I'm defending him.
Oh.
Obviously, I'm
like a solid shot.
All right, continue on.
I've been to many games, and I've been the only person to actually see myself in one. You know, you see a lot of Tavares jerseys these days, still. But I will gladly wear that jersey to Game 6 and defend the honor of our boy Rick.
My man, Zach. That
he
a
has
boy.
No honor. He's shown today.
I don't know if that was...
No honor.
That didn't feel like a compliment.
No, it didn't. It didn't. And I thought it was going to be, and the call screener said that it was going to be, but it felt like he hated you.
Yeah, that felt like the call that always comes in for Canty, and he's like, I don't even know where to get a Canty jersey.
Yeah. You ain't like, no Lawrence like, Taylor.
Ain't nobody know you.
I'm one of the dozen people probably that own a 39.
Rick,
okay,
I'm one
thanks.
Of the nine guys that has a DiPietro jersey, but I'm a big fan of yours.
And I usually go, and I'm the only one that has
one. I'm the only one.
Wow.
Well, when I talked to him, he said he was looking forward to a Game 6 win and wearing the jersey out tomorrow. That's what he told me. But it was an odd way of showing it, because when he was asked about it, he said he's one of a dozen people, and then he doubled down saying, no, no, I go to games all the time. I never see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've never seen another DiPietro jersey at the Coliseum.
It's a strange way of showing his
Don't
offer.
Be a Rick.
You know, the weirdest place I've ever seen someone wearing my jersey was in a Walmart.
Church.
Walmart in Tampa.
Really?
How random is that?
Now, do you walk up to him and be like, my guy?
No, I was just, it was caught off guard.
So you don't say anything to him?
No, I just was like, wow, this is
Did
this
he
is
recognize
awesome.
You?
No, he didn't really see me. Like, I saw him. Like, I wasn't, we weren't, like, close. I just noticed it. I was like, God, this is the most random place to see someone wearing my jersey right now.
Now, don't you feel honored, though, when you're walking through, like, the produce section in Tampa and you see someone in your jersey?
It's pretty cool.
That is
Yeah,
really
well, it's
cool.
Awesome. Anytime you see anyone wearing your jersey, it's amazing. Anytime anyone asks you for your autograph, it's amazing. Because I was that kid. And for some reason, I was obsessed. Like, always asking for autographs or baseballs at the games.
I think every kid does that, though.
I don't think every kid does it.
Come on.
A lot of kids do it. There are a lot of kids there. I would agree. There's a lot of kids that are obsessed with it. But like I was obsessed. I'm sure you're the same way. I was obsessed with, you know, with baseball and all that. Like my son right now is not obsessed with it. Like I coach kids that you can tell kids that are obsessed with it and kids that just enjoy playing. You're an obsessed fan. There's fans, but there's different levels of fans.
Yeah, there's different levels of fan. Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
don't know if you were still on the show the other day when Rick said if the Islanders win the cup, because I pressured him into this. It was wonderful. If the Islanders win the cup, for 5 days after that, he will give away to our listeners $250 cash a day.
So he's trying to get our listeners on board with rooting for his guys. I see what he's doing.
No, yeah. I actually pushed him into this.
You pushed him into
it. Well, I figure if he's going to get his team to win the cup, people should benefit from it, no?
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, there's never a bad time to give cash to our listeners, Dave. I mean, so I'm definitely on board with it. But, I mean, I'm hoping that Rick never has the opportunity to be able to do that because I don't want the Isles to win the cup. I don't want him to even get to the Stanley Cup Finals.
You see what you've done?
No, he's just, he's completely alienated the whole island is what he
No.
did.
No, he is not.
Yeah,
you pushed him into
it. It wasn't. Listen, I didn't start it. I mean, I just got to try to hit you where it hurts. And right now, that is the most obvious. That's the low hanging fruit. Game six, his team on the brink of elimination. I mean, absolutely. Why not?
I think you have everyone who's not a diehard Islanders fan right now rooting against the Islanders. I think that's what you've done.
The world is against the Islanders, and that's fine. That's how we want it. That's why I posted that picture. No one expected.
No one expected
the retrievers to win that game, but they did.
You're a bad guy, Gene Mass, the great Gene Mass on Twitter. Now I see why H Dumpty 39 is best friends with Michael K. He's the real bad guy. The Morning Drive show. He stirs up all the trouble like his friend. By the way, I think you guys are great. But people.
But that's because Michael and I feel attacked
now
all the time. You know, Don and Peter, they gang up against Michael, and all of a sudden I thought Canty was my guy.
How the hell did I attack you?
It's been the last couple weeks. It's Team Rothenberg. I don't know what happened. I don't know how he infiltrated you, but I'll get to the bottom of it. I will.
He infiltrated me because you posted a picture of Deshaun Jackson housing a punt in a game where we lost.
It started well before that.
No, it didn't.
You pushed me to that.
That was the breaking point.
You pushed
that
me to that.
That was the breaking point for me. That's when I decided I was going to team up with Dave because you attacked us both.
Now maybe and then you went after him again today.
Yeah,
today,
but maybe if you had played better
defense.
Today's
one wasn't even that bad for me.
I mean, look at how bad your defense is on that pitcher. And my form on that finger roll is, I mean, I don't get much better than that. He's got a smile on his face. He's not even D'ing me up in that photo.
Because he wants to hit you. There's the truth. It's taking every.
Oh, I'm
going to
hit him where it hurts, Dave. I'm going to hit him where it hurts. Just you wait.
I can't
wait.
Just
you wait.
I can't.
And Dave, this is not going to be like a one-time thing. Like, we're going back to back like Drake did on Meek Mill. Like, this is going to be a barrage.
This is
going to
be like aggressive shot. Like, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
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 We're going to machine gun this thing.
Good. Good. Dom in the car. Good morning, Dom.
Hey, what's up? This is Dom from the car.
I think I said that. Dom in the car, right?
No, you said Dom. This is Darryl from the car.
Darryl. Yeah, this is RJ. This is what
RJ does. Dave. That's close. I can see how Dave could mess that up.
Yeah, well, I mean, look. Hang on a second, Dom. Look at my call screener. It says D-O-M. You see how I could miss it
up? Mine says Darryl.
Shut up. Go ahead, Dom.
You know what? We all make mistakes, fellas, man. It's all good, man. But thanks for taking my call. But, Dave, I don't have a beef with you, but I just want to let the record show. I'm not a big hockey fan. Actually, I really don't do hockey at all. But there's a big but. My boy Rip, that's my boy. So let's go Islanders. I just got to go with the Islanders because
that's
Darryl.
What
Rick is going for. That's what we're doing.
You know, he has
Dom?
No respect for you, Darryl.
No,
he's still
Dom,
going by
he
the wrong
taken
name.
Shots at you yet.
Go see some Islander games.
That's
so
why.
This is the kind of man I want calling the show.
All right,
this is the kind
Dom.
Of people. Because I'm a man of the people. All the underdogs, even if you're not an Islanders fan, jump on board. No one thinks we're going to win this series.
Because you haven't taken shots at Dom yet.
His name is Darryl.
No, it's at Dom.
It's
on my Darryl. Screen, it's at
Darryl.
Canty, did you just say Darryl? Mine
no,
says Darryl.
My screen said Dom, but he introduced himself.
There it is again. There it is again. Canty
said Dom. What do you mean there it is?
Can't even play around. All right, that's fine. It's on. You bring your machine gun. I'll call Frank Clark. I'll get his Uzi, and it's on.
You got bail money from Frank Clark?
You just incriminated yourself again.
You have bail money
for him? You just incriminated yourself again. Can't even play along. You admit it. We've caught you now in multiple lies where you're trying to pull a fast one on the listening audience, and now you've been busted.
Yeah, it's just like Stump Rothenberg, where all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you get Reggie Leach. You didn't know it for 5 straight minutes. We got dead air for 5 minutes.
I was thinking back into the postseason.
Yeah, I bet you were.
You know what? It's done. I swear to you, Stump Rothenberg is taking a hiatus.
Yeah, because you're taking next week off. That's why.
No. We're not doing it for the summer.
No, we'll get someone with some integrity to do it. Gordon
Dahmer.
You
can do it.
Stump, Damer. Do I don't want to be stumped. I'm good.
Don't when be was the last time a hockey team lost 8-0 in the postseason, Chris? Can you answer that one?
That would be the Islanders.
Oh, that is correct. Very well done, Chris. Very well done.
Oh, man.
You see, you could host the segment.
I'm telling
Very
you.
Very bright. A lot of knowledge.
Yeah, we could do more segments where you do no work. It's perfect for you.
Where I do no work. I carry you.
You carry
me. I carry. Why do you think I've had two back surgeries? Because of you. It's your fault entirely.
It's because that apron you wear around your waist.
You know what, Dave? Now I'm rooting for the Islanders, not only to lose tonight, but to get embarrassed in the last game in the Coliseum. Just disrespected
Run
all over the ice.
Run
get
out
Damian
of the
Woody on the phone right now.
Yeah.
RJ, get Damian Woody on the phone, please.
No, because Damian's a nice man. He's done
he's
nothing to
incite us. He's pushing me right now. Damian Woody. No.
Oh, now you need an offensive lineman out of protect
why,
you
why do you
Canty?
Need somebody else to have
I'll
the back? I thought you wanted all the smoke.
I got the
I thought you wanted all the smoke.
Get Macchio!
How would you like a roundhouse kick to the face by Ralph Macchio? Would you like that?
He'll wax on, wax off right in front of you.
I can make that happen. I got an army, baby. I'll get Jimmy Fallon. I got Kevin Conley. He'll come over. He's feisty. He punched Andy Sutton in the face in my wedding, right in the face.
Wait. First of all, Kevin Connolly was at your wedding?
Yeah, Kevin Connolly's at my wedding, yeah.
Why?
Because we're friends.
Well, that's a story you never told us. And why did he punch Andy Sutton?
Because Andy Sutton was all banged up and thought it would be funny to kind of like pick him up like he was a little person. And
he picked him up like he was a little person.
That was
very disrespectful.
Please tell me you have video of that.
Now,
please.
Is this at the actual wedding or is this
the reception?
Post-wedding.
No, reception. Yeah, it was at the reception.
Please tell me there's some footage of that
there has
somewhere.
To be. I don't
Somebody's
think it's on the wedding video.
Something.
It has to be somewhere because it was like it was a moment.
Did Sutton respond appropriately with the QR code to your wedding?
we didn't have a QR code.
No QR code.
No, we had that. We had Sutton got punched in the face, and then we also had, we don't know who it is to this day, but we had a couple have a little sexy time in one of the bathrooms too.
Really?
Don't know who it was. Yeah, oh yeah.
Nice.
Got wild.
Can't be mad at that. No. Love is in the air.
Oh,
we're getting married.
That's what happens when you drink the place out of vodka. I mean, it got ugly.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to facilitate the greatness of everybody that's there.
9 months later, boom, kids are being born after the DiPietro wedding.
Yeah, we made miracles happen.
There you go.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
I'm trying to get Kay on the show one time. It's just too early for him.
On our show?
Yeah, on our show.
Here's my question for you.
He's the voice of the Yankees.
I understand who he is. I know him. How come you've never gotten Kevin Connolly on our show?
Because we don't usually, we don't talk a ton of hockey, so I didn't know if, he's in L.A.
Yeah, but I think just for the purpose of he hit another man at your wedding, I think would be interesting. He's a famous actor. Like to ask
he's a famous actor, he's a famous director, but it's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. Hey, Kev, want to do me a solid? No, that's kind of a tough ask, no?
Well, why don't you throw it out there?
Never know.
Why don't you throw it out there and just leave it? Say, listen, if you're ever up, he lives in California, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
All right. If you're ever up between the hours of 2 and 5 a.m., we'd love to have you on.
I don't know. That's something that
doesn't seem like it's unreasonable. I know
it's
really
a little bit
you,
unreasonable. That seems a little unreasonable.
How so? I know it's early for you.
If I had a buddy, like knowing that, like, I got kids and everything else, hey, do me a favor. If you're ever up, I'm not. There would be
okay. That's fine. And maybe one night he gets up to go to the bathroom. He can't fall back asleep. He's like, Rick did say if I'm ever up between 2 and 5, just to give him a call and I'll come on the show. You know what? I'd like to do that.
I don't think you deserve it. For you, no, I won't do it.
Wow.
Maybe I'll do it next week. Maybe when you're off, maybe I'll do it.
I don't think you will. I don't think
maybe I will.
I don't even think he likes
it,
you anymore.
Dave. He won't do it.
You won't do it.
Yeah. Gotta say though, the DiPietro wedding reception was buttoned up for Kevin Connolly Chris Connolly to punch somebody and.
It got ugly, yeah.
And, nobody to hear about it, though?
Oh, yeah. We're Derek Jeter style.
That's what I'm
Derek
saying.
Jeter style. You just blabbed it on the radio.
You got NDAs going out to everybody?
you blabbed it on the radio. You let everybody know what's going on.
Yeah, but this is years and years. Years and years. This is...
When was the last time you talked to Kevin Connolly, by the way? Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean exactly?
You don't even remember the last time you spoke to him.
On the phone?
No, just talk to him at all.
No, text messages are different than phone calls. I haven't talked to him on the phone in a while.
When's the last time you text with him?
Probably a year ago.
But come on. So you're not friends with him.
Acquaintances, Dave?
Barely even.
Oh, stop it. Would you please?
Really?
I see what you're doing. You're trying to get me to call him on the show. You want me to pull a Shannon Sharp right now and call him live on the show? I'm not going to do it.
Why not?
Because I wouldn't do that to our friendship. I don't know what he's doing. He's probably sleeping.
Okay, so then he won't answer. I'm sure
He might punch him in the face, Dave.
He might. He's feisty.
He's a feisty little guy. Don't call him a little guy. That was the problem.
But he's not a big guy.
Yeah, but you can't call someone, look at this little guy, and then pick him up.
Well, right. I think that crosses the line. But I can say that he's not. Like, RJ's a little guy. That's not disrespectful. It's factual. Chris is
calling
a big guy.
No. Calling somebody a big guy, great. Calling someone a little guy, I don't think is.
Sounds like there could be some insecurity there.
Yeah, he's very nice. RJ, do you like it when he calls you a little guy?
It's not my favorite.
RJ's got a way of putting things.
Let's go to Jude. Jude in Bloomfield. Good morning, Jude. You're on 98.7.
Morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
I can't believe you guys are trying to get Rick to call someone at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's unbelievable.
I wanted to plant the seed for this guy to come on at some point when he's awake.
It's because he's got no friends. He's got no friends outside of Sherry and the kids, so he wants to ruin our relationships. That's fine. I get it. Jealous of Michael. He doesn't get it. He doesn't
also,
get it.
Jealous.
Also, go Islanders.
Yes. Goodbye, Jude.
How's that sound, Dave? Go Islanders.
He can root all he wants.
He just disrespected RJ. I wouldn't be surprised if RJ doesn't change his Twitter avatar now. He's probably on my team now.
He might change my QR code when I take that picture. It might take me to another site now.
It doesn't work anymore.
I might not be able to get into the wedding at this point.
I think you've offended him and Ange. I would be surprised if they revoke that.
How have I offended anybody?
Well, I mean, how do you, her future husband, you're just going to call like, look at this little guy. I mean, that's disrespectful.
Okay.
I mean, that's,
he's a
giant.
Were there men there?
You might as well call him a child.
See, I know what you're trying to do. You realize that you've ruined the relationship with me and you. You realize you've ruined the relationship with you and Chris.
That's right.
And now you're trying to ruin other people's friendships and relationships. I adore RJ. He is one of my favorite people to walk the face of the earth. Don't you try to get in our way. I won't let you do it.
It's funny how he asked me to officiate the wedding and it wasn't you. Are you sure you're that close?
I have to ask you, though, how tall is TJ?
TJ's much taller than you.
I gotta be honest.
I have TJ. Yeah. I have Nico.
Much TJ, he's probably like a 5'11".
Him too afraid to get out. He just a little guy.
Dave, if I'm being honest, I don't like all the pro Rick sentiment from our listeners either. I don't like it.
He's bullying them into this.
I'm a man of the people. I try to tell you though.
I don't understand how they think he's a good guy.
I'm a man of the people.
He has a position that could be defended after he took shots at me.
RJ, do me a favor. I know you're not much for the poll question. I think it's a necessity now. Put it out there. Are you on team Dave and Chris? Are you on team Rick? Or are you on nobody's team?
Yeah, there really is no middle ground with this one.
Yeah, maybe
you can't be on nobody's team. You got to pick a team.
All right, so there you go. You're on team Dave and Chris, or you're on team Rick, and you have to pick a side.
I would say that RJ's activities at the bachelor party would suggest that he's not that interested in polls. To sit home and watch a soccer match.
See, look at that, and I'm disrespectful to him.
Well, that's just you just said something nasty to him. I'm just questioning what we're doing
nasty.
At a bachelor
Yours
party.
Yours is factual. Mine was factual. He's a little guy. He's not a huge guy.
Okay, so we go to RJ's bachelor party in New Orleans, and all of a sudden, last night there, he's like, you know what we should do, fellas? Let's turn on,
MLS?
Some soccer and hang out.
I can promise he won't suggest something like that.
Guys,
guess what?
He'll come running into the room. Guess what, guys? What, RJ? The LA Galaxy are on.
No shot. Oh. No shot.
Meanwhile, Dave will be shaking his boobs on a patio trying to get beads.
I'll be doubling 17s in the casinos, what I'll be doing.
Then Boobich comes in and he shuts them down.
That's a good name. It is a good name. Good morning, Spike in St. Petersburg.
Good morning, Dave, in wherever you are, somewhere in Westchester. Hope everybody's well.
Spike, before you get into your call, what team are you on? You're on team Dave and Chris, you're on team Rick? And don't play it down the middle, Spike. I want you to pick a side.
I'm not going to play it down the middle. I'm going to give you the... After I make my sports point, I'm going to make a decision on what team I'm on. I want to make a comment on the Phoenix game. The end of that game, what a great play by... Ayton?
Ayton,
God,
yeah.
That was a great play. Yeah, brilliant, brilliant play. Both teams playing well without their best players. I have a question on the Mets under Grom. Did you guys feel the same way I did? Doesn't it a little insulting that he's the first guy they check on? The umpires?
Well, no,
I was insulted by that.
He was the first one. It was the first game. Yeah.
Yeah. They started checking on Monday. They were the first game on
Monday. All right. They flexed their muscles. I mean, the whole thing's so stupid to me. I am on Team Dave because of one reason.
An awful call, Spike. Points were horrendous.
Nicely done, Dave.
You're on Team Dave and Chris, by the way, Spike. But continue along. I don't want to interrupt.
Well, I'm on Dante. Okay, however you lay it out. The reason why is because he gets the most abuse. It's as simple as that. You know, I love you all. I've met you all. You're family to me. Extended family down here in Florida. I just really feel that Dave gets abused. It's okay. You have to pick one to get abused. You ain't picking a 6'8", 300-pound guy. And it's either Rick or Dave, and you guys chose to abuse Dave. That's all.
It's because he abuses himself, Spike.
I don't abuse myself.
Well,
listen,
I know Dave a long time.
He's a great guy.
Dave's a great parent and a great guy.
He's a glorified Uber driver. I've never felt more vindicated.
He's like the elder statesman of the show. He's a wise man. He's like the Pope of Florida, and he calls and
you
comes
have
to
everyone. Friend. Everyone is. I mean, it's amazing to me. Everyone is fooled by you.
Fooled by me.
Here's what I don't understand from Spike, though. Because I'm 6'8", 300 pounds, he can't empathize with me? I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it, Spike.
Spike should know I got people in St. Pete, too. I don't know why he feels so comfortable.
See, look at it. You're threatening Spike.
I was not threatening. That's
absolutely it is. I got people. You're threatening Spike.
Now, he just all of a sudden wants to show up to Mons for some, you know, eggs and legs around brunch time.
Yeah, could you imagine Spike? Excuse me. Why are you not in a Bernard King jersey, sweetheart? You really are on the verge of being evil.
This is what you've done this to me. My wife said it to me the other day. She's like, you were never like this before. You started doing the show.
So you admit you're evil.
No, I don't think I'm evil.
Uh-huh. You've done this to me. Chris, is it time now?
It's time, Dave.
All right, people, listen up. Chop, chop. 98.7 ESPN's $1,000 a day giveaway. Be the first caller right now at 888-987-ESPN to score $250 in cash. Again, the number, 888-987-3776. Today is the final day to cash in, so make sure you're listening to the K Show in the 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock hours for your chance to win more money, all from your home for the hookup, your good friends right here at 98.7 ESPN. Bad guy. Now you're just not going to talk? You're even worse.
Yeah,
Matt
he's just
going to
go. Yeah.
He's just going to go dark.
I'm looking at avatars. I'm looking at potential avatars is what I'm doing.
You better. You're going to need it.
Yeah, you're in big trouble.
Yep.
I might hire a firm to start making some avatars. Matt in Westchester. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, fellas. As always, best show in the morning. Love you guys. I got to tell you something. I'm an Islander fan, and I really wanted to be with Rick on this one. And, Rick, I really do love you, but I'm really sad because I got to tell you, I'm on Team Dave and Team Chris here for this one. I think there's some discourse here. I think we got to sit down, and I think we got to all sit down and talk about it. I think this is a discussion we got to take to the couch.
I don't know, Matt.
We're past words, man. I think we're past the point of being able to try to hash it out and talk. We just got to get stuff off our chest right now.
I know. And you know what? I hear it. I hear it. I hear it back and forth. I hear the subtle undertones. I really do. I hear it in everything you guys are exchanging. But I'll tell you, the show is best when you guys are all in harmony. I just want you guys
back.
That
might never happen again.
Come back to us.
It might never happen again. Jordan on Twitter, I'm Team Dave and Chris all the way. Genuine, nice people. H-Dumpty 39, not so much. Ben Vincent, couldn't be more Team Dave and Chris. I mean, people are turned off by you and what you're doing.
Yeah, I think you're just reading select tweets here.
I'm reading every tweet I have.
No.
You want me to continue? Andrew Backish, hang up on Spike. He's sucking up to Rothenberg ESPN. I'm reading all the tweets that I have. Phone lines are packed. I've been calling for like an hour now. Happy to see I can't get through. It means people are listening and love the show like I do.
How about just Jen, who's like one of our biggest fans with Team Rick?
I don't see what she wrote.
No, because she doesn't tweet to you because you're a bad guy. She knows.
So if I didn't see it, how am I going to read it?
And here's another
great
thing.
Point.
Another
great
reason point, why, Dave. Outside of not tipping Uber drivers, which makes Canty a bad guy,
oh, God.
Had someone actually pleading to me, can you have Chris unblock me so I can follow him back on Twitter again?
Well, the guy was obviously very mean to Chris.
Exactly. This guy is doing.
Exactly.
Canty can't control his people.
What do you mean I can't control my people? If somebody gets reckless on my social media page, they go get blocked like Dikembe Mutombo. That's what happens.
No.
Yeah. Not today.
I'm not Gerard Gallant. No. I'm not giving guys three chances. You got one shot. You mess it up, that's on you. But
still
I don't
one of my favorite commercials of all time, the Mutombo commercial.
Oh, no question.
I like
oh,
when yeah. he knocks the cereal out of the guy's hand. No.
Love it.
All right, you need some defense? Let's go to Trevor in Manhattan. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, sir. I just want to say I used to be Team Rothenberg, hardcore. But guess what? In the past couple of weeks or even a month or so, I would be Team anybody. Team with shoes in. Even Michael K, and I can't stand Michael K, and I could be Team Michael K because of you.
Well, what did I do?
He hates you. Clue. I mean, I
understand that, but I'm wondering
why. Too much, man. It's like there's not even a card anymore. It's not even. It's all worn out. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, but Trevor, you could jump on my side, though. Come on now.
Yeah, I got Chris with me.
Oh, for sure. Listen, man. Canty all day, every day.
There we go.
All day, every day. I'm Team Canty.
All right, but we're like the British Bulldogs.
Come on, man.
It's Chris and it's Rothenberg. We're together here in a union against evil.
Yeah, Trevor, if he's going to be Team Chris, he's got to be Team Dave, too.
That's right.
Yeah, we're together in this one.
We are together here against the evil forces that is Rick DiPietro.
Yeah. Yeah, Rick
There's
is...
no evil force here. There is no evil force here.
No, you're like Darth Vader.
No,
all I know is you started this and your team was outscored 8-0 since you've begun.
I'm like Coco Beware coming with my parrot.
The Birdman Coco Beware?
I used to love him.
Oh, I used to like him too.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat loved him. I like the Superfly Jimmy Snuka.
Yep.
I had so many. I went back to when I was back at Mickey's house. I have so many wrestling figurines at my house from when I was a kid.
Do we need Jose Rosario? Rick is king.
Yep. And Marky Bebe, Team Rick.
Yeah, Dave, I'm looking at the early returns from the poll. It's not good. Right now, we're not trending in the right direction.
Well, that just means that, listen, we've seen it over the last few years. There's a lot of bad people out there, Chris.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, Dave. But here's what I don't understand. How can somebody vote for your all bad guys? I had nothing to do with the beef that you and Rick started a week ago. And yet, Rick decided he was going to rope me in with the memes and the avatars.
Don't pretend like you're a vegan.
I'm the victim in this
you're
one, man.
Beef.
I was sitting back with my popcorn just watching you two guys go at it. And then you decided you wanted to take it there yesterday. So now, I'm trying to defend myself.
Now, Chris, if you remember.
But how could I be looked at as a bad guy? I don't understand.
I had nothing to do with this either. Nothing. He just started putting me in Islanders uniforms with that yes, yes, yes around my head. That wasn't me.
That is fair.
I didn't do anything. I didn't start this. You're the bad guy. Let's get to a little bit of what's
typical,
going on in baseball.
Typical victim.
It's true. I play the role I'm dealt. I play the hand I'm dealt. Mark in Staten Island. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, guys. What's going on? I have a quick sticky stuff situation opinion, but then I have a CMT I want to give to Dave if I have a time. The sticky stuff situation is the players are taking it out on the umpires during all their theatrics and stuff, but it's really the problem with their union. They should, took it up with them. They're complaining to the umpires. They're just doing their jobs.
No, you're not wrong.
It's not the umpires' fault. You're 100% right. The umpires did nothing wrong.
But is this even something that they could take up with the union? I mean, this is a rule that Major League Baseball has had on the books forever. So, I mean, this is not something where Major League Baseball has to get the union's approval.
No, they don't. But again, I mean, if they had a better working relationship, I'm sure this would have been something that could have been handled differently.
It's a joke now.
Yes.
I mean, when you watch it now, it's an embarrassment to the game of baseball. You had Sergio Romo taking his pants down during the game last night.
Oh, yeah. And Scherzer was going to do the same thing if the ump was like, no, we're good. Just the belt is fine. That's good. Thanks. But the players, I mean, this is, they're doing exactly what you said. They're purposely now trying to make a mockery out of it.
Of course
they are.
Look
how ridiculous this looks.
I understand exactly why they are. They're totally turned off by what Major League Baseball has done.
I would be too. I mean, midstream like this? Like, why wouldn't this have been something that we talked about before the season started? Or at least have something where, okay, you know, these are the foreign substances that you can't use. Like, we'll just, you know, suntan lotion and rosin, that'll be something that we can stick to. Or, but they just go out of the way and it ends up being their best players that are embarrassed.
Well, Rick, I don't think that Major League Baseball had any idea that changing the baseball the way that they did was going to result in the pitchers doing what they're doing this year.
Yep, I agree.
And so, as a result, they're like, oh, we got a big problem. We changed the baseball again, and this is the result. It's like trying to hit a wiffle ball, and now we have no offense in the game. It's boring to watch. So they're just trying to do something to change it in the middle of the season. And while I don't like how they did it, I do recognize they had to do something. Because baseball's in trouble long term. Like, the long term health of the sport is in jeopardy. And it doesn't make things better knowing that they have an ugly collective bargaining agreement negotiation coming up.
This is going to be very, very ugly. What happens if you have sensitive skin and you need sunblock and you're not allowed to use it anymore?
That's an interesting question. I mean, yeah.
I'm being serious.
No, I'm not joking. I mean, golfers deal with the same thing. I mean, that's a real issue. Absolutely. And why does it have to be the umpires, like, as you walk to the dugout, like a perp walk? Why can't there can't be someone in the, you know, stationed
in the dugout to do it, like, behind the scenes?
Yeah, that checks you out.
Right. They really have embarrassed themselves now. A couple more, and then Santiago will get to the three stars. Adam Anton says, I got to go Team Rick. Rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints. Jennifer French says Team Dave and Chris all the way. Rob, NY Moonburn 1, I'm Team Dave and Chris. How dare Rick throw such, and this I think is the genesis, and Rob really has a pulse of the people. How dare Rick throw such a low blow with that punt return avatar? As a huge fan of the show and a huge Giants fan, that low blow by Rick hurt my soul. It's a memory that should be buried. Rick dug it up and waved it in our faces. He is a bad guy.
I didn't even realize that he scored on that play. I thought he got tackled. I didn't know.
Shut up. Furious Styles, Team Rick all day. I mean, you really? I didn't realize he scored.
No, but people need to understand. I didn't even know when I asked you the question. I wasn't sure. I knew that play was one that drove you crazy, but I didn't know it was the play. But
well,
for me to ask
the Flipper Anderson play where he just ran through the end zone in overtime of the playoffs. There's a lot of plays. But
no,
that
I know. I knew going in that there were multiple plays, but I just figured, okay, I'll use this one. And then I asked you yesterday, and you said, no, the one play is the DeSean Jackson punt return.
That
before
was the one
I
that jumped
it?
off the plate right away.
Oh, it was awful. I mean, it couldn't have gone more
Santiago,
perfect.
Santiago, you don't have a lot of time, but it's your time to shine.
Today's three stars of DCR. Number three.
No read to get into today, so star number three is just going to go to Chris Canty for going into the fray here. This is now a show-wide beef.
He wants it. We're going to give it to him.
I mean, what else?
It's a dangerous game.
Dangerous game, and here we are.
Number
two is going to go to Rick DiPietro because his escalating is the direct reason why Chris Canty's in this game to begin with. Go on Twitter. Go look at it. You go see the avatar that he put out. The school from Maryland, whose name I keep forgetting.
school from Maryland.
UMBC.
Oh, my god!
That knocked off Virginia. Now Chris is angry. And that brings us to...
Number one.
Which is all-out war among the entire show. It's bad enough you guys would beef with the K-Show. Now you're all beefing with each other. You got Twitter polls, which, by the way, Rick is blowing away.
People appreciate bad people. And I think that's what's being learned right now.
Well, listen, now you've got an all-out war. I'm really eager to see what comes next. Canty's got avatars in the works. Dave allegedly has more bad karma to give out. And I know Rick is working on... he doesn't have the actual Photoshop in your computer. He has what I call analog Photoshop, which if you really look close at these pictures, it's a lot of cutouts and stuff being done. Well done.
Yeah, he's copy and pasting in his early novice ways of Twitter. All right, I think we all say this in agreement. Let's go. Lightning. KJZ is next. It's Rule 76.
No excuses, Plague of Champion. It's DiPietro Canty, that guy, and...
Everybody.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro Canty and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left!
Hear more of DiPietro Canty and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.